AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and Killian's Day Spa in Pleasant Hill, California. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host. Go out there and click and like that page. Good stuff out there. Additional information. Sometimes I put contests for small businesses, different ways of maybe winning money or winning resources, things like that. I love that stuff. So I kind of try to keep my eye out to see what's out there. And you can find that information typically on that MJ Radio Host page on Facebook. And then my Facebook page, On the Edge Women in Business, that is a great group. You can go out and post and ask to become a member of that group and then share your business or your product services ideas or just, you know, maybe a motivational thought of the day. So up to you. You can also email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions, comments, maybe topics that you might want me to talk about. Business is in everything. So go out and check everything out. We also like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. I really, really appreciate our listenership. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development, of course, in your small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. My on the edge question tonight is, do you think the small guy should evaluate their business or not? Do you think the small business or the small guy should evaluate their business or not? Chew on that for just a second, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. People grow through experience. If they meet life honestly and courageously, this is how character is built. Eleanor Roosevelt. I like character. I like building great character. Sometimes I find that if I'm challenged in my own character, you know, I say to myself, self, you need to come up in that place right there. And so I really like that. People grow through experience. We experience things and it teaches us things. And if we meet life honestly and courageously, then this is how character is built. And I appreciate Eleanor Roosevelt for, saying something so profoundly. That's awesome. I have an intern who just is amazing. I think he's a sharp young man. And I like to give back. And so one of the ways that Business on the Edge does that is that we work with interns. And I met this intern maybe about, 30 days ago, maybe 45 days ago. Could have been 60 days ago. And I was contacted by San Jose State University's Career Development Office, Daniel Newell, who's just a great guy to work with. If you ever get to work with San Jose State University with their students and their careers and job fairs, go for it, do it. You won't regret it. Great things that they're doing over there. And so he asked me to meet with this young man to kind of, you know, he's interested in motivational speaking and public speaking and all of that. And so that's my world. That's what I do. I love to do it. And experience teaches you things. Experience is the tool that you use when you're public speaking and when you're motivating and when you're, and so we're walking into this event at San Jose State this week, great event, nonprofit public service fair. And we're walking and he says to me, he leans in, he's like 19 years old, he leans in and he says, you know, I don't want a job. And, you know, I'm on that baby boomer you know, straggling line. And for me, I was like, what? He's like, I don't want to work. I want to do what you do. I'm like, first of all, what? And I'm thinking, first of all, I work extremely hard. And entrepreneurship is by far one of the hardest jobs on the planet. On the planet. And I'm like, if you don't want to work, if you don't want to have a job, then, you know, good luck with that. You don't want to eat, you know. So I'm dialoguing with him and I'm laughing. I'm like, really? He's like, well, you know what I mean. And I'm like, okay, so let me help you with that. That what I do before I pick up a microphone, what I do before I walk across the stage, before I do any of the things that seems really kind of cool, like being on AM 1220 KDOW doing the show. It's very cool. It's great. But experience doing my job got me to sitting in front of this mic, walking across the platform of Hill College to give their keynote speech and other schools that I've done keynotes and other opportunities to speak at events. And it's work. I work. I do my job. I get up in the morning and I go to my office and I do the behind the scenes stuff, the grunt work. So for those millennials out there that don't want a job and want to do what maybe they see someone else do, believe me, it's a job. I'm just saying. So people grow through experience. If they meet life honestly and courageously, this is how character is built. Thank you, Eleanor Roosevelt, for that profound word. And so hopefully that will kind of seep in there. And then for those of you that are parents of millennials, you know, let them listen to the podcast. So we're going to talk about, do you think the small guy should evaluate their business or not? Yes, they should. And I would go as far to say, it doesn't matter how small you are to evaluate your business. The more I have an opportunity to work with small businesses, owners, that the problems that they suffer from is a result of not having business analytics working in their businesses and evaluating their businesses and doing things that, you know, they're not really thinking about. And so Business on the Edge, we're trying to illuminate that for them, bring that to the forefront and says, really, I know that you don't really want to spend your money evaluating doing the analytics and doing the things. I don't really want to do a SWOT analysis, or I don't want to. But honestly, these are the things that really put your business in perspective. And I think I mentioned this last week, and this is like becoming a pet peeve of mine for 2015, is the business plan. And these so many small businesses that do not have a business plan. Now, again, and I have to reference my intern because he said he doesn't think a business plan is important for business. San Jose State, and I know that he can't be getting this from San Jose State University. These are his own resolves. But I think he's, you know, the more I work with him, he'll learn that a life plan is important. A business plan is important. The business model is important. When you write a business plan, I got news for you. You're going to write other plans based on that business plan. You're going to write resource documents and operational processes and things that are going to be consistent or should be consistent with that business plan. And so should the small guy be evaluated in their business or not? Yes. Yes, because you are doing yourself and your business a disservice when you can't do that or won't do that. And I get it. I get it. You know, not enough hours in the day. But if you consider, and I'm just saying, stop for 60 seconds. Business owners, if you're a business owner out there, I want you to, small business owner, I want you to think, just take 60 seconds, 30 seconds, and think, where do I want my business in 10 years? Where do I want my business in 20 years? What kind of revenue do I want to bring in for that business? Do I want that business to be, you know, a modest small business, you know, maybe making $250,000 a year? If you're a speaker or life coach, maybe you only want to make $200,000 or $180,000 in low overhead. That's possible. Very doable. Do you want to be a Fortune 1000 company? Do you, so you have to decide where you want your business to be. Where do you want it to go? And as a result of that, there's different types of avenues to get you there. And I believe the best strategy for a small business startup, I don't care where you're at in terms of that level, even a small business that looks strong, business analytics, business analysis, evaluating your business is a must have. And oftentimes problems occur and you don't know when they occurred because there's no one there looking at that, you know, the operations, your business, and keeping an eye out for problems that could occur in your business. So we're going to dig into this just a little bit and see whether or not we can come up with some basic solutions about evaluating your business. And probably about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I talked about the SWOT analysis, which is really, really fantastic with really kind of gauging where your business is at. As a small business, it doesn't take very long to do, and doing a SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and being realistic about that information, and then, you know, trying to take advantage of the opportunities, mitigating the threats, you know, your weaknesses, you want to strengthen those. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We're going to go to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
To you by USA, HHS, and the Ad Council. And the metering light's on at the Bay Bridge. That means it's a pretty slow go of it there across most of the upper deck into San Francisco. So plan accordingly there. Likewise, Golden Gate Bridge backups. They went four lanes north, and that backed up southbound with only two lanes. So delays around Spencer coming down through the Waldo Tunnel. Bridge is going back to three lanes each way. So it's jammed out of Marin. And slow going to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge on North 101, still right around Cesar Chavez out towards that lower deck. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Check your steps, foodsafety.gov. And that's traffic on AM 1220 KDOW.
Early Learning Preschool is a leader in providing children with the head start they deserve for elementary school.
60-10. Network does not cover all transactions.
Five experts, five information-packed shows. One common thread, your finances. AM 1220 KDOW has you covered 5 nights a week with Money 2.0. Tune in weeknights at 6 as the KDOW Money Team breaks down the specific areas of business and finance that affect you.
From investing in real estate to running a business.
Get the financial information you need to know. Weeknights at 6. Money 2.0 on the Bay Area's business leader. AM 1220 KDOW.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Saturday night.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge. We're talking about whether or not a small business should or should not evaluate, spend time evaluating their business. And I'm saying that they should. And I say that they should because when I, and I'll say it till the cows come home, you know, 10 to 12% of small businesses fail deaths each year. Almost 400,000 small businesses. Something's going wrong. And if you're not evaluating what's going on in your business, you know, you could be a candidate for being that 10 to 12%. I hope not, but possibly. And a few weeks back when I talked about the SWOT analysis and the value of a SWOT analysis, and I've done many for small businesses to help them understand where their business is at. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? You have weaknesses. Let's plug the holes. What are the opportunities you want to take advantage of right now, opportunities? And what are the threats? How do we mitigate the threats? And so that's important. But there's more to evaluating your business. That's a great start. And one of the techniques that I want to talk to you about tonight is root causes analysis for businesses. You know, where does a problem come from? What are the five whys behind that? Now, there's many tools that you can use to kind of evaluate your business. And some of those tools are like the JAD sessions that you can do in your companies. And that's a joint application development. It is termed JAD for businesses. If you want to improve, you know, your systems, processes, and business requirements analysis, you want to put together a team to work through that JAS session. But we're not going to talk about that tonight. There's some details to that, but some of the other, and I just want to give you a kind of a brief overview of some of these different types of tools. Particularly, we'll get to the root analysis. And so what about, you know, things like the Pareto chart? You can use Pareto charts. You can use run charts. You know, when you're looking at assessing your business and where it's at, you can use control charts. And, you know, you want to at least take some time to kind of put your information in an intelligent form so you can kind of keep track of it, monitor what's going on. You know, maybe you want to, you know, give your top salespeople, you know, some sort of reward for being top salespeople. How do you do that? You know, how do you evaluate that? How do you find root causes of your in your business and while you're doing your day-to-day business and, you know, problems are popping up? And I like the root cause analysis because it asks this great question, why? And it doesn't just ask it like one time. It's like, you know, the five whys, why? You know, are you asking the questions within your business that's going to allow your business to be around? And you know, getting to the root causes. You know, I like, you know, like life coaches and personal coaches and counselors. And, you know, we have all of these resources out there to kind of ask us questions about our personal lives to get to. And they'll use terminologies like we want to get to the root cause. Doctors want to get to the root cause of why you're ill. You know, psychologists, you know, they want to get to the root cause of why you are having, you know, problems. And it's the same thing in business. You want to get to the root cause and the problem as to why something is going on in your business. And you want to ask why. And you want to come up with the right why questions. And let me just tell you, if it's not getting to the root cause, you keep asking why. So you can get to the root cause of your problem. Why? Because we want to solve the problem, right? So, for example, I'm going to use this example I picked up off of the web. And it says, you know, my air conditioner does not work. Okay. So I'm giving you the problem. But what are the whys that you can ask out of that? The why could be, okay, are you getting enough power? Okay, are you getting, You know, is the plug working? Is the electrical plug, is that working? Is the filters, are they clogged? You know, so you're asking intelligent questions, right? And so what about the Freon? Is the Freon fluid running low? You know, or and I love this answer. This is so fantastic. The customer has not done routine maintenance on the air conditioner, which led to its breakdown. The fifth why, the root cause, the problem, the root cause of the problem. So that's what we want to, that's the point of this, is that you want to get to the root cause. You know, you have the problem, get to the root cause. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
KDOW traffic. The crash San Bruno, now history. Our update brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life on North 280 before 380 in San Bruno. The two vehicles cleared out of lanes. Watch for delays there from Highway 35 Skyline Boulevard. Previous to that, North 280 is slow Sand Hill Road to Farm Hill Boulevard. Going the other way on southbound 280, Los Altos, slow El Monte to Magdalena, and then Lawrence Expressway and stretches going to 10th in downtown San Jose. Elsewhere to the San Mateo Bridge we go, and it's slow from De Anza Boulevard to the high-rise. Further delays on the Hayward side from Hesperium on the trip to the 880 Junction. Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life.
Keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams. Always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs, Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson. Every year on AM 1220, KDOW.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220, KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge. Berryessa Business Association is having a mixer, having its first quarter business mixer, March 31st, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in North Valley, San Jose at Fish's Wild. If you have never been to Fish's Wild, in fact, that's one that's becoming a favorite restaurant, I think. They just have just different types of fish and shrimp and salmon. It's, you know, you just have to go out to their website and check it out. But it's fishisiswild.com. And the Berryessa Business Association mixer is March 31st. You are invited 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'll be there hanging out and talking to some of the folks there. I am part of the business Berryessa Business Association on the board there in North Valley, San Jose. 10% discount on orders, on all orders of those that are come and be a part of the mixer out there. And then 10% will go back to the Berryessa Business Association from Fish's Wild. And so that is appreciated. So the Berryessa Business Association can continue to do its great work in that area. And here is the address, is 1085 East Brokaw Road, San Jose, California. So on the 31st, if you want to come by, swing by, get some great food, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Fish's Wild. And we want to thank Ted Hunter for letting the Berryessa Business Association do their mixer there. So we're talking about companies, small businesses, really stopping and evaluating where you're at, evaluating problems, or just checking your status as a company, making sure that you want to be around, you know, that you stay around for the long haul. And so we're talking a little bit about the root causes, and the really the root causes, the point of that is to really, and the thought process behind that is that most problems can only be solved effectively if the staff understands their root cause. I am certainly like that. I know that, you know, if you know, Cisco systems, you know, if their system goes down, if their network goes down, you know what they want to know? They want to know why it went down, right? They want to know why, what's the problem, what happened right there. And so that's the point behind saying, okay, I have a problem within my organization. How do I solve it? And what's connected to that is that customers are concerned about the product, the quality, the satisfaction. You know, if the satisfaction is low, you want to explore that. You know, you want to take these systems and these processes and evaluate them within your company and then make the necessary adjustments. And, you know, like the air conditioner example, the problem was it wasn't working. You know, if you purchase something, you want it to work. Now, in this case, it was the it was the customer that was the culprit. But if you're the culprit, or your product, or what you're selling to your customers is not working, you want to figure out why, and then you want to ask the questions that's important. And you might have to ask more than the five whys. You might have to go to a higher level and, you know, figure out the results of that. But I would encourage you, small business owners, don't always try to cut the corners of building a solid foundation for your business. I know that you're busy. I know that you have small staffs and you don't have, you know, you might be a two-man shop. You might be a three-man shop. You might be a one-man shop, you know. But here's where building a great ecosystem can help you, is that get other people involved. You know, there are some great people that could come in, and you have to search them out and seek them out. They're probably right under your nose. You're probably connected with them. You've got maybe stay-at-home moms that were working and would love to just maybe even volunteer in your business to help give you some support if you're a very, very small company, you know, if you're a one-man shop or a two-man shop. You just have to network in a way to find the right connection points to help you kind of do some of the things that you need to do. Now, am I saying you need to evaluate everything every day? No, I'm just saying that if you're going to grow into a strong business, you're going to have to start thinking like a big business. It's just the way it is. We're going to go to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
KDOW traffic. Brought to you by AC Transit, the Nimitz Freeway getaway ride out of Milpitas slows on North 880 from 237. Won't let up till 238 in San Lorenzo, San Leandro. And that's a ride that may take you 50 minutes on average if you're going all the way. Going the other way, southbound 880 is slow at Montague Expressway and stretches going to 101. Now let's go to 101 and check.
Daughter Emma was born. We took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them. They contacted all of our creditors. They stopped the collections calls. They got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge. We are talking about evaluating, and I said at the end of the last segment that, you know, if you want to, and you really have to decide where you want to be as a company, but if you want to be a strong company, if you want to grow your company, if you want to be a big company, you have to think about you want to think like the large corporations. You want to think, you know, I think about that commercial. I want to be like Mike years ago. That was such a cool commercial. Okay. And you have these kids singing in the background, you know, I want to be like Mike, and I'm not going to sing for you because that's not my thing, but because I can hear the music playing in my head here. But you have to think like the Cisco systems. You have to think like, you know, the Walmarts. You have to think like these large corporations that are thinking about why something is happening in their business. And one of my favorite book mentors, John Maxwell, he says, you know, a leader and a business owner, an entrepreneur knows the how and the why. The employee will always know the how to do something, how to take care of it. But the entrepreneur should know, it's your job to know, not just the how, but the why. And that's important. I brought up this website, a really cool website. It's i6sigma.com. And I like some of their whys, and to kind of simplify this for small business guys that are like, what are you talking about? Well, you know, asking the five whys is probably the simplest way that you can kind of come up with maybe the reason why you're having some problem in your business. And so they give this statement, the five whys examples, and the problem statement says customers are unhappy because they are being shipped products that don't meet their satisfaction or their specifications, excuse me. So you want to know why. So why are customers being shipped bad products? Or why did manufacturing build the products to a different specification than that of sales? Okay, why does a salesperson call the head of manufacturing directly to start work instead of following the procedure established in the company? So it's asking these questions. Why? It's getting to the root cause, the root problem, of the root cause of the problem. So, and then the fourth why they're asking here, does the form contain approval for the sales director? And so you're asking these questions and for you to get to the root cause of a problem within your organization. So if you have a problem going on in your business, you know, come up with a statement or, you know what the problem is. And they give another example, which is kind of, you know, I think it's kind of cool. You're on your way home from work and your car stops in the middle of the road. You know, I have a great example that kind of goes along with this. You know, I'm out today and my keys are locked in the car. I can't get in my car. That's a problem. The root cause is I'm shopping. I can't get into my car. In this case, it's, you know, the car stops. Why did your car stop? I don't know. Is there any gas in it? You know, you start asking yourself questions. What's going on with my car? Why did it run out of gas? Why didn't you buy any gas this morning? You know, this is a great, you know, you should go through this process kind of, you know, make it, you could make it a little game because this is, you know, these questions are kind of fun, but the point is getting to the root cause so you can solve the problem. Why didn't you have any money? Why did you lose your money in last night's poker game? Now you're on the side of the road out of gas. You get my point. My point is ask questions. You got a problem in your business. My sales are down. Why? You know, I have a great product. Do you have a great product? And this is great. This is a really great example, actually. My sales are down. My sales are down. SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. You can look at that with that product, with that service. Okay, I have a great product. But maybe something else is going on with it. Maybe your competitors have a better product. Maybe there's, you know, you need to make some adjustments. So asking these why questions and really getting to the problem and getting to the root of the problem, you can solve it. And those that work with you can look at solving that problem. So I'm just saying. But I think what we're going to do, we're going to go to an early commercial break. And then we're going to come back and we're going to wrap up and I'm going to share a couple of things that are going on that you can take advantage of. And then we'll get out of here for the evening. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson Berry's business leader.
KDOW traffic.
Brought to you by AC Transit, the Nimitz Freeway getaway ride out of Milpitas slows on North 880 from 237. Won't let up till 238 in San Lorenzo, San Leandro. And that's a ride that may take you 50 minutes on average if you're going all the way. Going the other way, southbound 880 is slow Montague Expressway and stretches going to 101. Now let's go to 101 and check the southbound direction. We are seeing delays as you head through.
Do whatever it takes to make sure that property is marketed the best it can possibly be. They're extremely professional, know their stuff, are willing to go the extra mile. I mean, there's nothing they don't do amazing.
Give CalSold Realty a call at 1-855-5-CALSOLD and let their years of experience be your edge. That's 1-855-5-CALSOLD. And that number is 1-855-522-5765. Or visit calsoldrealty.com.
BRE number 01517305.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge. We have some opportunities for you, and I want to make sure that I get them out to you before I get out of here tonight. We'll wrap up tonight's segment on whether or not the small guy should evaluate his business, and yes, 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 they should. So you'll have that right now. The On the Edge Women in Business Club, I know you're listening to the commercials and on our breaks, and I'm really excited about this club and some of the things that we're doing. I actually started this week doing something that we call Take Five. And what I do is I take 5 minutes during the day and I do a kind of a little mini meeting. It's not a webinar. It's a 5 minute slate on the screen, but it's audio. And I take 5 minutes and I really just kind of breathe with you and remind you to breathe during your day. You know, life happens. You know, I took five today. In fact, I took a whole hour since I locked my keys in the car. And the question would be, why did you lock your keys in the car? If you've been listening to listening to what we're talking about, and there was reasons for that, and we got to the root cause of that, and then we solved the problem. But the On the Edge Women in Business Club memberships are always open, so you can register at any time. The club is open to any woman nationwide, and we do have club members from the East Coast to the West Coast, and so we're excited about that, Midwest. So this special offer is we have a 15% discount on all memberships, and so if you go to businessontheedge.biz and click on the club, you'll see that membership code there, and you can join the club and get some of those benefits. We have a membership directory, so you can connect with one another. You can put your picture up. You can put your logo up, and I strongly recommend that you network with one another. I have this pet peeve. Kevin, my producer, I have this pet peeve, and I cannot stand going to a building, a professional building, and you see the sign on the door and it says no solicitation. Drives me crazy. You know why? Because every business in that place wants to solicit your business. Everyone in there wants to do business with someone to buy their products and services. So I think that whoever came up with that, and I get, you know, I don't want to be solicited all day. I don't want, soliciting phone calls. Really? Just say no. It's easy. I do it all the time. Just say no. And because I allow solicitations, I learn about companies that I don't know that's out there. And it's kind of really cool. You know, with the membership, with the club, you can solicit each other's business, you know, phone books that are the specialized phone books and directories and club directories or CEO directories. And they'll say, please don't solicit the people in the book. I'm like, really? Really? You know, I don't subscribe to that thinking because you want to sell your products and services. So quit telling the other guy not to sell to you, because if you get a shot at him, you're going to take it. You know, so please, you know, with the On the Edge Women in Business Club, there's a lot of great resources out there. You got the Small Business Concierge. You got the directory. 15% discount on any level. And we have a new level. I broke down and added a new level for men. Now, let me make this clear, guys. You can't have total access of the inside the portal on the Edge Women in Business Club, but you do have access and opportunities to work the directory, sell your products and services, and you get discounts at all of the networking events because a lot of the events we do are men and women, co-ed, if you will. Old school term, you know. But I find that I get emails and phone calls from men who tune into the show, who are, you know, maybe owners with women in business, with, you know, maybe their partner is a woman, and they ask me, can they come? And you know what? I let them come. I just, you know, I don't want to tell them no. But you cannot have total access, so there are some restricted access inside that porthole, but you do have access to, like, the directory, which is a really, really great resource for you as well. And then, of course, the networking and preferred rates will give you that as well. So if you go out to the businessoftheedge.biz, and you'll get that 15% discount. So enjoy that. Then Kelly Ann's, our new sponsor. I think that's so cool. Kelly Ann's Day Spa in Pleasant Hill. And for me, I'm down here in North Valley, San Jose. So I have to drive a little bit to get to Pleasant Hill. But I can tell you, oh my gosh, you talk about an experience. They gave me an experience, and I was done like at 3 o'clock last week, and I didn't drive home till 6 o'clock because I was so relaxed. It was too relaxed to drive. I was afraid I was going to get in a car accident. So anyway, check out Kelly Ann's Day Spa in Pleasant Hill, 925-944-5655. You will not regret it at all. Wrapping up, I've got like 30 seconds. And so please evaluate your business. Do your business plan. Do a SWOT analysis. Ask the five whys when something is going on. Take your business to that next level. I promise you won't regret it. Thank you for tuning in tonight. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business of the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.